broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple, ladies and gentlemen. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant. One of the great solutions to restore the republic. You see, we stand against a revolution. Go study history. They don't usually turn out very well. Thank heavens for the blessings of the American Revolution. But we don't want to repeat that because it never goes well. When I say never, I mean virtually speaking. There is an exception called the United States of America. What a blessing it was. However, we don't need a revolution. The founding fathers gave their lives, their blood, their sweat, their tears, their sacred honor, all on the altar of giving us the freest country on the face of the earth, allowing more freedom to more people in the history of the world than any other documented government. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. And that's why we stand for a peaceful restoration of the freest country on the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not left, right. We're not black, white. We're just Americans standing together for the sacred, holy cause of liberty. And they attack us at every turn for that. You got to wonder why, huh? All right, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Cosby's not with me. He's spending a little bit of time with his wife, family time, so you got to love that. He will be back, though. Have no fear. Tomorrow he'll be back live with us. A quick recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast. The show is available on libertynewsradio.com for live broadcasts, along with a bunch of other incredible talk show hosts. libertynewsradio.com. Donate today and click on the schedule to see what shows are available. But just a quick recap, Liberty Roundtable Live, Chris Ann Hall, Joyce Riley with The Power Hour. Please do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. The Power Hour doing a great job. You got Keith Allen's For the People, incredible talk show. Jesse Lee Peterson show, great award-winning show as well. Disrupt Up Radio, wow, that's a great show too. Joe Carey does that broadcast. You got Beth Ann Hall doing a great show as well. On the weekends, you got some incredible talk show hosts as well. Will Grigg, Pro Libertate Radio, does a wonderful job. James Edwards with the Political Cesspool. Man, we're just getting started with award-winning talk show hosts, aren't we? Anyway, libertynewsradio.com. Check it out today. And if you want to check out libertyroundtable.com, do that. We're also on the Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel, would you please? Right, yesterday we talked about a study that came out. Detroit's the most unhealthy city in the United States, and they say San Francisco is the healthiest. I think these people are nuts on parade. Their whole algorithm to determine, you know, what cities are healthy and not completely bogus. I think that we ought to use God, family, country, and economic reality as our four economic indicators. And by the way, the biggest cities lose every time when it comes to that. The rural communities, the out in the country, the smaller states, the lower taxing municipalities, the states that reward free enterprise, that have less regulation, less taxes, less onerous guidelines to start up businesses. The more entrepreneurial a state, the better. The more religious and family-oriented the state, the better. And the more patriotic the state, the better. Anyway, we have completely different criteria, and therefore we come up with completely different results. But again, whenever we talk about the criticism of some of these things, we always bring up facts, ladies and gentlemen. We always bring up solutions and answers to the problems we face. All right, we talked about Tom Brady's 39-year-old Super Bowl multi-time winner. And Alan Campbell's his personal chef. We talked about what he eats. He eats a very strange diet. I think a lot of the good fats in your diet are good for you, just my opinion. We talked about Russian insiders fear that Washington establishment will assassinate Donald Trump. Globalist magazine documents this, according to Joseph Watson at InfoWars. And all I can tell you is, you know what? I think that Donald Trump is there because the mainstream wants him there. I'm telling you right now, you don't win elections without the blessing of the insiders, folks. Not on the national scale, you don't. There's too much vote fraud. There's too much manipulation. Now, that doesn't change the fact that Donald may do some good. Sometimes they don't want somebody there, but they allow somebody to be there. And sometimes even the big globalists miscalculate. And that's what we're praying will happen in this case. I do believe that Donald means well. And we've got document and proof on so many fronts to tell you that. It's amazing. Again, we don't stand against or for people. We stand for or against principle. And when somebody's right, we give them credit no matter who they are. When they're wrong, well, we try to point out what's right and why they're wrong to the best of our ability. It's not about people. It's about principle. It's about the freest country on the face of the earth. It's about God, family, and country. And about protecting life, liberty, and property, huh? Dissenting judges rip colleagues on their Ten Commandments rulings, writes Bob Unruh, WND. Two judges are standing up like Roy Moore would. Great job, guys. They're basically saying just because you have the Ten Commandments up, that doesn't mean you're making religious statements. These are political, civil, society, reality checkpoints. And if you don't have the Ten Commandments in place in the hearts and minds of the people, you'll melt down as a society. Every time we look at this, it remains true. You cannot have liberty while you reject the author thereof. Rush Limbaugh says one way that Trump can conquer the bogus media is by having his huge, huge rallies. I agree with that. He can do that. That's good, and he should. But I submit to you that he can use these town halls via the radio. He can reward the good media, the new media taking center stage, and he can basically hold the mainstream gatekeeping thug media to account. And there's so many ways he can make a difference. But when we can't get a hold of Trump to tell the truth, it's pretty hard. That was our One of Liberty Roundtable Live with Kirk Crosby. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, an award-winning broadcast every Saturday night, 3 hour long. Check it out. Incredible talk radio at your fingertips, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We also talked about now Under Armour has a problem. The CEO of Under Armour loves the Donald, but a lot of employees and athletes who promote Under Armour don't. My response is, CEO, turn. You got to turn to Incredible Talk Radio. We will support you, my friend. But you got to spend some cash with us. We'd greatly appreciate the support, see? We talked about the top executive of Under Armour, Inc. likes the Donald, doing a great job, realizes how valuable it'll be to have the free markets again, huh? Kellyanne Conway says she doesn't know who retweeted a white nationalist post from her Twitter account. Again, Kellyanne, have some guts. Don't back away. I don't even know who this supposed white supremacist is. But all she said to a fan when the fan tweeted, "We love you," she tweeted back and said, "Love you too." I don't really see how that's bad. You'd almost say that to any fan, wouldn't you? All right. All I'm telling you is that doesn't smack of white supremacy or anything else. Maybe people ought to get along in America for a change, huh? Latino rap. Adriano Estellet tries to join the Black Caucus. They won't let him. Latinos, can they join Black Caucuses? Can white people join Black Caucuses? Can Black Caucuses exist and white caucuses not exist? If you have a white caucus, so you're a racist, but if you're part of a Black Caucus, you're not. You're just doing what's good for your people. How does that all work? Can we advocate for what's good in America? Can we stand together and reject all these racial caucuses and just be Americans? What about the American caucus, huh? Just wondering. All right, anyway, Kirk Crosby, as I said, will be back tomorrow. But I got Kevin Blake in studio. Actually, he's on the phone line remote today. Kevin Blake, well-known for his own talk show in the past, Restore the Republic. He also is the Florida director for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. The guy's talented in so many ways, but welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, my friend. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Sam. It's always great to be with you. Good morning, sir. And just want to say good morning to all your fantastic audience and listeners out there on Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable. It's great to be back, sir.
All right, man. We got so much to talk about, so little time to get it done. Headline. I'm just going to tell you the headline, then we'll break it down and talk about it. Obamacare in trouble as IRS will no longer reject tax returns not answering health care questions. Now, this is an interesting headline because on line 61 of your 1040 tax return, Kevin, it says, basically, hey, do you have Obamacare?
Yeah.
And, you know, who's your insurance provider or whatever. There's some details there. And they say there's a penalty if you don't have health care. And they say that you, in the past, had to answer that question. Now, Donald Trump, through an executive order, just said, look, you don't have to answer that question anymore. And it's a way to disassemble Obamacare one piece at a time, because the law on the books still says you have to have health care. And it still says you get a penalty, but the IRS can't really give you a penalty if they don't have the information if you have Obamacare or not, see? And so it's one way that Donald has struck at the very heart of the health care law. And what's fascinating about this is the mainstream press didn't really tell you about this little detail in the executive orders Donald put together. But it also shows that Donald really wants to gut Barack's health care plan or the Affordable Care Act. But now we need Congress to come to the table and support Donald in his efforts. When we come back, we'll talk about that. We also want to talk about digital medicine fraught with risk. And we'll get into that as well. There's a lot of stuff cooking, folks. Donald's doing a better job than you think, but the mainstream press won't tell the tale. But we will. Liberty Roundtable Live. Kevin Blake on your radio in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so bottom line, Donald Trump doing his best to gut the Affordable Care Act, also nicknamed Obamacare. Obamacare in trouble, as IRS will no longer reject tax returns, not answering health care questions. So before, you had to have that health care answered or else they'd reject your tax return. And now the bottom line is they're not doing that anymore. So it really is gutted the IRS's ability to enforce this. But now we need Congress to act, but they seem to be stuck on stupid. That's what's going on. Kevin, what do you say to that, sir?
Well, you know, it sounds like, Sam, the IRS, from the way I take this headline, it almost sounds like the IRS is saying, well, no, Donald Trump, you don't have the authority. We have the authority. And people that don't answer the questions that we want them to answer pertaining to Obamacare, we don't care what you sign, we're just going to reject it. And until they would answer the questions, we're not going to accept their 1040 U.S. income tax return. And we're just going to do as we please, just like the judges did out there in the Ninth Circuit. And it seems like everybody is against everything he's trying to do when it comes to, you know, draining that swamp.
Sam. You're right about that. And that's why I say that Congress really has to do something here. Because, look, Donald Trump basically gutted it and said you can't enforce it now. They're going to ignore him, as you wisely point out. And they're going to either do one of two things. Either one, reject your applications or your tax returns anyway. And or two, what they might do is just start to flag all those people and then start to audit them. And the real question is, until Congress gets off stuck on stupid and does something to back the Donald, Donald's plan on this is in trouble, even though it's a great move by Donald Trump. We say Obamacare's in trouble, but really Donald may be in trouble if they thumb their nose at him at every turn. Then what's going to happen?
Well, you know, I would submit that the American people should just say, okay, well, we're just not going to fill out the health care portion on our IRS tax return. And, you know, that's fine. I guess they can reject the country's taxes this year. My question would be is, when is America going to start rejecting the IRS in this bogus institution that was set up? That's what I want to know.
Well, and there's been a lot of people talking about it, but again, there's no guts. You know, the problem is if you ignore the IRS now, you go to jail or you have all your items confiscated. I'm not really advocating to not pay your income tax, even though I think it's unconstitutional. There's a right way and a wrong way to go about it, and I'm convinced that the right way is for Congress to do something. But I think the bottom line is Congress just doesn't have the guts. They talked big, and I'll give you an example. They literally tried to vote against or shut down Obamacare in the House like 40 times when Obama was president. They haven't even done it once now.
Yeah, I know.
How come? What's up with that?
They're all talk. The politicians, I don't know why we call them politicians anymore. We should just call them deceivers, then. Because they say one thing and do another. And I mean, that's pretty much the textbook definition of deception. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely, I'd agree. And so the question becomes, you know what? Wasteful, mismanaged spending programs can they abolish first? I mean, that's kind of one of the things we really need to talk about. Congress talked big. Now let's get it done. What can they get rid of first? And I would say the sooner they get rid of the Education Department and the IRS, the better off would be. Now the EPA's on the chopping block as well. But all I'm telling you is we've got to really start to focus on this. I see. What has Congress really done since they knew they won back in November? What have they done?
Nothing much. It seems that they've done really nothing. They're kind of sitting on their hands. But it also seems that maybe they're doing this on purpose, because we know with a lot of the Washington insiders, they want to help take Trump down. And even though they might have an R in front of their name or behind their name, however it appears there, their main goal is to take down Trump. And I firmly believe this. And of course, with the headlines that we were seeing yesterday on this show, it seems that that's what they're doing. They're going after his cabinet, and they're going to gut him to where they have him in checkmate on the chessboard in the grand scheme of things. And they're going to shut him down at every turn. They're going to fight him on everything. And it's sad that we're seeing this, but I think this is just a gross reality that we have to face here in America. But I would submit the way around this, Sam, is the people that were so adamant about getting Trump elected, where are they? We need to get them back out there. We need to get them passionately involved once again to start combating these attacks against the man that they put in the White House. And I think you said it on this show. I've said it multiple times. I think Sheriff Max said it multiple times. There is no solution in Washington, D.C. But I would submit there is a solution if the people can back their man in Washington, D.C., and together we stand united and fight these, subversive forces that are trying to block him off at every turn. I think we can get stuff done that way, Sam.
We've got to drain the swamp. We've got to make America great again, but we've got to start impeaching some judges that are absolutely hostile to the Republic. We need to really start to fight fire with fire, so to speak. We had on James Edwards yesterday, and he was right about that, that, hey, at what point do you oppose your president and have your right to free speech versus what point does it turn into treason? what point have you crossed the line and you say, you know what, you're doing harmful things to the republic. You're absolutely advocating for anarchy. You're advocating for the violation of the rule of law. And some of these people are dangerously close to crossing that line.
Well, you know, and you talk about dangerous. I have never seen in my lifetime, and I think I'm about 32 years old, Sam. I stopped keeping track a while ago, but I have never seen in my lifetime the media, newspapers, rock stars and musicians and Hollywood actors and just generally American people calling for the assassination of a president and nothing happening to them, Sam. Sam, if you and I were to get on this radio, which we would never do, but just for example, if even on my show, if I was to get on my show and call for the assassination of former President Barack Obama, I would have probably been swooped up in the middle of the night and taken to some, you know, detention center or something. And I see these calls to just absolute lawlessness, and what happens? Not a thing. That seems a little odd to me. But of course, when you have the likes of Soros and Obama and Hillary involved with these calls for violence, well, of course, nothing is going to happen because then you're messing with the deep state.
Well, you're right about that. And we've got to really start to take this on. Donald better surround himself with friendlies, and he better start looking to the new media taking center stage to force the narrative to be truthful and to be accurate and to give both sides a fair hearing. And a lot of people would say, Sam, you're just ignoring all the negatives about Trump and focusing on the positives. And my response is, no, I'm not. I didn't even vote for Trump, and I'm not for Trump per se. What I'm for is principle. And when Trump gets it right, I defend him. And when Donald Trump wants to make a situation where I'm not forced to pay for a healthcare system that I don't want, that I don't need, then I'm going to support him in that. Now, there's an interesting twist on this, because this is Solutions Radio, Kevin, so we always provide solutions.
Absolutely.
We support Donald in his effort to gut Obamacare by stopping the unconstitutional IRS from enforcing an unconstitutional mandate by a former bureaucrat. However, this is an interesting story that I got from USA Today about a year ago, but I've held on to it because I wanted to see how apropos it was down the road. And the headline says this: digital medicine, fraught with risk, doctors say. Now, this is in USA Today. And it basically tells you this. Doctors are being warned by the, quote, federal government that they'll soon be penalized for not using electronic digital medical records, prompting a backlash from these doctors and others who say the technology is fraught with problems. The government has been handing out, listen carefully, $30 billion in incentives to help doctors install and use these digitized patient medical record systems to improve, quote, patient care. But critics say the incentives and the penalties have the effect of mandating a technology that the government's own research shows doesn't work and needs major improvement. It leaves families, people, individuals at risk.
I'll give
you more details about this, but then I want to talk about the solution with regards to this. We'll do it in seconds. Kevin Blake, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable, live, baby.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. One of the most dangerous forms of psychological deviance is found among those who are aroused by the exercise of lethal violence. Dave Grossman, a retired Army Ranger who created a discipline called Killology and teaches seminars for police officers on the use of deadly force, tells his audiences that the sex they have after they kill another human being will be the best sex of their lives, writes Washington Post columnist Radley Balko, summarizing a video-recorded presentation by Grossman found in the new documentary Do Not Resist. Both partners are very invested in some very intense sex, Grossman told his audience of police officers who, the public is assured, only use lethal force with agonized reluctance as the last resort. There's not a whole lot of perks that come with this job, he continued, going on to suggest that the sexual rewards that follow an officer-involved killing should be seen as a perk. You find one, relax, and enjoy it. Grossman concludes his presentation by inviting police officers to see themselves not as peace officers, but as superhero vigilantes, Balco observes. Grossman tells officers to find an overpass overlooking the city they serve. He urges them to look down on the city and know that they've made the world a better place. He then urges them to grip the overpass railing, lean forward, and let your cape blow in the wind. The room gives him a standing ovation. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yes, indeed. Solutions Radio. You want solutions? Give me libertyfund.com. Check that out. CSPOA.org. Check that out. The Freedom Coalition. Check that out as well. Sam Bushman and Kevin Blake breaking it down. Kirk Cosby taking a little vacation with his wife. Good for him. We believe in family on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just talk. It's reality, baby. All right. We're talking about this story from USA Today about a year ago. Digital medicine fraught with risk, doctors say, reports USA Today. Now, I mentioned that they're spending $30 billion on trying to force and encourage these doctors and physicians and everybody to install systems that put together digital records. But even the government's research shows that it's not safe, that it's putting people at harm's way, that these records are getting hacked, that it violates privacy. It's just a disaster. Let me give you some examples to make the point, and then our solution. A group of 37 medical societies, led by the American Medical Association, sent a letter to Health and Human Services saying that the, quote, certification program is headed in the wrong direction and that today's electronic record systems are cumbersome, decrease efficiency, and more importantly, could present safety problems for patients. Does that sound like something we ought to embrace? A coalition of 18 medical groups, including the New York's governor and state commissioner, wanted to push for a year-long delay of this medical system, of the prescription systems, because they say many record systems right now used aren't even certified. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid responded to the criticism I'm ignoring the parts that relate to late last week because it doesn't relate because the story's a year old, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Say that they're going to, you know, debate this come spring. Well, they already did that. Now, anyway, it goes on and on and on. It's a long article. But they say, believe it or not, it might even take a decade before the systems can even talk to each other. Most critics believe that the electronic record health systems, well, they are trying to tie penalties in an effort to force people to go along. This sounds like Obamacare. The databases had trouble. And the bottom line is it doesn't share information between offices. It either violates your privacy or it doesn't talk. Anyway, so I bring all this up to say, here's what Donald needs to do as the chief executor. He needs to write an executive order that says, this is nuts on parade. This is psychotic. Number one, I demand that we quit spending this money. Number two, I'm going to put a halt to this system. because it doesn't work. Physicians literally passionately despise the electronic health records because they don't work. All right, federal statistics even show that 78% of office-based physicians are using these records, but they don't want them. And the bottom line is Donald can just say, look, this system violates privacy. This system doesn't work. The federal government has no business spending money on this. I don't see a line in the Constitution that mandates this. I hereby demand it gets shut down.
Well, see, I would submit the system does work, Sam. But it depends on how you want to look at that statement.
Ooh, good point.
If you're going to say, well, does it work for the physicians and enhancing patient care? Well, no. We know it's a giant screw job, but does it work in the form of being a giant screw job that is going to, you know, just basically run people out of the business and destroy the country and just drag it down? Well, yeah, that's exactly what it's doing. So I would submit it's very effective when you look at it in that light. Because
it's a great point. It all depends on their goals, doesn't it?
I can't remember, Sam, when the last time a majority of Washington had the special interest of the people in mind. Not only that, but when were they? I can't seem to find this in my pocket constitution that I'm holding in my hand right now, where they were allowed to just even get involved in medical anything pertaining to the American people from the District of Columbia. I can't find that. Maybe there's a dual constitution.
They would say it's the general welfare cause and clause, and they just care for your welfare.
Yeah.
They want to make sure you're all right, Kevin.
Pertain to social welfare benefit.
It's crazy. But all I'm telling you is Donald, the next thing that Donald needs to do is just simply say, listen, demand the halt of the spending of this money. I'm not going to go along with this. The bottom line is it's got nothing but problems. There's so many groups that admit that it's nothing but controversy and confusion. This political agenda of the Barack Hussein group trying to force their agenda down everybody's throats will not work. And I simply shut the program down. That's what Donald needs to do next.
Well, you know, I have to be a little critical of the Don. Okay, and here's the point. And I don't know if this will happen or maybe it's going to take time. You know me, I'm a little impatient. I want to fix the world in 30 seconds, and that's not a reality. But the problem that I have with Donald is that he says, well, we're not going to get rid of Obamacare. Well, we're going to get rid of it, but then we're going to have to replace it. And that word replace tells me a lot, that whatever we replace this with, it's not going to be good because it's going to be run by government. Just like education and college. I mean, look at a college education from back in the 70s, Sam. They were cheap. They were affordable. You could get a college education and they'd pay off your student loan debt and you'd be done. Not anymore today. You know, you have all these worthless degrees and these people are $200,000, $300,000 in debt just to get a simple bachelor's degree. It's bogus, dude. And why is it? Well, it's because government has gotten involved in things they should not be meddling in. The Constitution's brilliant, my friend. It tells them what they can and can't do. And when they do things they can't do, it becomes a massive disaster. And that's what we have to go back to. We got to go back to unwinding the things they cannot do and make this government work the way it should.
And instead of getting caught up in all the red tape, Kevin, and being so confused about what, you know, hey, we can't disassemble this because of this regulation and we can't because of that, what they need to do is just start with defunding things. We need to say, you know what, I don't care about your regulations. I don't care about your complicated red tape. You don't have the money. Next.
Exactly. Point made.
You don't have the money. We're not funding this. So you can talk all day about how you got to keep it. Somebody's going to sue so-and-so over this or that or this, clause or that line or this item. But you know what?
Man,
have fun, people. You don't have money.
Of education or a health department is federal government. What would we do if we didn't have that? And, you know, I would submit, Sam, that it's very simple. Well, all the states have those.
Would run around and be free.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine the federal government turning power back over to the state? Oh, ho, ho.
All right.
Man,
so
we're getting somewhere.
Every point of the Donald's agenda being challenged, even by the Republicans that advocated and the Democrats who advocated for the very things Donald is doing in former, chameleon incarnations might be the best description?
I would agree.
All right, now there's two headlines that I want you to respond to, Kevin. One of them says this. Trump promises massive tax code reform. The second one says Senate Republicans lining up against border tax.
Hmm. See, that's a little bit confusing. So the president wants to deliver on his promises with tax reform.
Yes. Which means lower taxes on the American people, like he's promised, and on businesses, and increase taxes at the border to create a fair trade playing field, not a free trade giveaway.
It almost sounds like increasing the debt limit doesn't increase the debt limit. So we want to charge the American people less taxes, but we want to create a new tax on the border.
Well, yes and no. What we really want to do is take taxes off the backs of the American people and off the backs of American business, but we do want to stop those countries that are hostile to fair trade, that use their government money to dump products on our backs and against us, making it impossible to compete. So I would simply say that it's moving unconstitutional taxes to legitimate constitutional ways of generating revenue and freeing up the American people and leveling the playing field and focusing on fair trade, not free trade. I agree with Donald on this.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the thing, you know, and just here the other day I was talking with some friends and saying, you know, recognizing the fact that, you know, before 1913 in this country, that date, let me tell you, before 1913, we didn't have an income tax in the United States. No, we had, what did we call them? The word's escaping me right now, with tariffs. Yes, we had tariffs that funded our federal government with products coming in and out of the United States. And all those products that came in, they were tariffed fairly based on the countries. And that helped floated our federal government for years and years and years till all of a sudden the 1910, Jekyll Island, 1913, Federal Reserve. Oh, all of a sudden we got to have an income tax. So I would submit that if we could go back to just a simple system of, tariffs I don't know much about his tax plan, but I know he had proposed like a national sales tax. That way we can get rid of that stinking income tax.
Yeah, and that way even illegals and drug dealers and people that deal in cash and everything else would be paying as they do sales. The other tax you could do is a apportionment tax. You could simply say, look, in Utah there's like 3 million people. Therefore, state of Utah, send whatever percentage to the feds. And Utah could, based on apportionment, just have people send in their money. That's another way it could be done. But there's an interesting headline that relates to all this. I'll tease you with it and then come back with the details.
Sounds good.
Americans are paying $39 billion a year for essentially nothing. We'll talk about it. This is the point. We could cut so many out-of-control government programs and not even feel the pinch, folks. And would decrease the size and scope and abuse and regulations of government at every turn and would stand with the supreme law for a change.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure. And she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, they do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, folks. So we're talking about this battle that Donald sadly has with his own supposed team. And by the way, the whole team should be America. It shouldn't be this psychotic divide between partisan bureaucrats and inside thugs who want to just destroy the other side for their own political gain. It should be with the American people standing together for the sacred cause of liberty and the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Nevertheless, I bring this up because the Donald seems to be fighting with his own people. Donald Trump promises massive tax code reform. Senate Republicans lining up against border tax. And what I'm saying about that is it's just amazing. What Donald wants to do is lower taxes on the American people and on business, get rid of unconstitutional taxes, and replace it with a constitutional tax on the border. And not only would he protect the American people that way and decrease our tax burden, which in the olden days, one person could work for a family. Now it takes two, sometimes three, with multiple jobs just to keep up because of the out-of-control tax belligerent burden. But it seems to me that we could level the playing field and have a fair trade situation rather than a free trade giveaway in the first place. So there's so many benefits to what Donald Trump wants to do. But this headline is fascinating. Taxpayers paying $39 billion a year for nothing. Americans are paying $39 billion a year. By the way, that's $10 from every man, woman, and child in the nation per month, all year long, for essentially nothing. That's the conclusion of a report that came out, believe it or not, 2 years ago from the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Its principal conclusion is that the Obama administration and its agenda to pushing more and more money to, quote, green projects has cost $39 billion a year for each of the last 5 years. That's $3,600 a year out of the grocery budgets. For a family of six over that time span. So over 5 years, it's $3,600. American taxpayers spent an average $39 billion a year over the last 5 years. Financing grants, subsidizing tax credits, guaranteeing loans, bailing out solar energy boondoggles, and otherwise underwriting every idea under the sun to make, quote, solar and wind and other green projects supposedly viable. It goes on and on and on. But they say solar energy remains typically expensive, often 3 to 5 times more expensive than natural gas and other sources. Not sustainable. With the stroke of a pen, Donald could say, Congress, I demand you defund this immediately. It's unconstitutional to steal from the families and the mouths of children to fund your psychotic agenda that you have no authority to fund and or advocate for in the first place. So you know what, guys? Good luck to all your regulations and complications. There is no money. The green energy systems are relying on subsidies just to survive. And they should be treated like other companies, allowed to sink or swim on their own merits, Kevin.
You know, buddy, when you talk about things like this, in $37 billion.
39, sir. Don't forget the two extra billion.
$39 billion. That just goes to nothing. I would submit it is going to something. And what it's going to, it's called this little fund they have in D.C. It's the Braid Your Own Noose Fund, because programs like this only braid the nooses that you're going to hang yourself with. And government in general and taxation in general, I believe if we consult the Bible, I can't remember exactly where it's at. Maybe you can help me with this. But I think back in the day, they used to call slavery was being taxed somewhere around 7%. Does that sound familiar?
I don't know about the 7% of the Bible. I do know that it talks about taxes are grievous to be born. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. But I would have to source that article and find it, and source the scripture and find it. But taxation was equated. Back in the 2,000-3,000 years ago, 7% tax, I believe, was equated to absolute slavery. And now we look in America. Well, you add your income tax, that's 35%, and corporate taxes, and sales tax, and state tax, and this tax, and that tax, and VAT, and oh my gosh! By the time you're taxed 80%,
yeah, and that's the problem we're facing
in the world. Yeah, we got some serious issues that we got to start fixing, and I would submit that there's so many problems we're generally overwhelmed. But you can focus on one area, and for example, Sam, this is solutions driven radio, and you've got a lot of great hosts on here that all focus on their little niche. And I would submit that any listener could pick an issue and focus on it. Look at CSPOA right now. We have the sheriffs and the peace officers, and of course we have the Freedom Coalition, and that is our main focus. And we do what we do, and we do it probably better than anybody else out there. And of course, there's other people that focus on other things. So I would submit that the American people could just pick something and focus on it, and we can make America great again in a heartbeat.
No question. Now let me give you some statistics from this point. Taxpayers paying $39 billion for literally nothing per year over the last 5 years. This is a two-year-old story. But I bring it up now because if we're trying to talk, Donald's trying to decrease this abuse, it's time to talk about it. It's as relevant today as it was 2 years ago or more. They talk about the Government Accountability Office survey of, quote, federal renewable energy expenditures. And this is back in 2010, believe it or not. It found that some 345 different programs are dumping money into the green movement. The programs are managed by nearly 20 different agencies and are funding more than 1,500 different projects. It also found that despite massive government funding and intervention at great costs to taxpayers to encourage the use of solar energy will make up only, 0.6% of total U.S. electricity generation in 2015. And it warned that the net effect of such programs actually shrinks the economy. So I bring all this up to say Donald could just, with a stroke of a pen, say, we're not spending this money on the chief executive, and I demand you halt this budget. And instantly he would affect over 1,500 programs, over 20 agencies. They could debate about the regulations, but the money would be gone if Congress would back him. It could happen in 2 seconds with the House. They don't even need the Senate, which is close. They got the House and the Donald, and they could do it tomorrow. But again, they're all stuck on stupid and won't get it done.
Well, or Sam, even if they didn't want to, stop, because, of course, when government has money, it cannot not have that money anymore. We got to keep the money train rolling. I would submit they can take that $39 billion that's just, basically a mechanism of fraud to pay off their little corporate partners in business. They could take that money and put it to, we have a huge homeless problem. We have a veteran homeless problem in this country. $39 billion a year could feed a lot of people and help get them up on their feet and make them productive members of society again. And then you could just cut that funding altogether. Say, man, look at this. We got more productive people in society now. Now, that would just be my view because, they can't say no to money.
So yeah, it's almost like Atlas shrugged, huh, Kevin?
That too.
All right, Trevor, Utah, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I was thinking, and hopefully it's good Lord putting the thought in my head, but we need unity and we need communication if we want to be successful as a people. There's a lot of like-minded folks in this country, but we need a communication, and you know, a way to do that and to be united. And you look at Facebook and how that's exploded, and it seems like we could do something similar on a state-to-state basis, you know, and just get a political Facebook thing going and then put, you know, right now we want to do the one-page things. But that's just my thought. Hey, Godspeed, brothers. Thank you.
Thank you, Trevor. His point's well taken that we've got to simplify, Kevin. We've got to bring it down to one page, one issue, one idea at a time, and let those ideas resonate with the American people. The new media taking center stage can tell the tale, and all facts can be discussed and debated. And then there one, you know, a single vote right up down on the issue. Hey, it'll be very clear and very simple. The problem is that doesn't help out the lobbyists, and that doesn't help out the thugs stay in office, and so they won't do it. But Trevor's spot on with solutions.
Absolutely, in unification.
What do you think it's going to take to get it done? What do you think it's going to take to get it done, Kevin?
You know, I think the caller, he mentioned unification first, and then communication, and that's a big thing, because if we aren't unified, and the way I look at this world cabal of this push for global communism, these people, they might disagree on side, you know, very small items, but they're very well unified and very well funded. And that's a key thing, is funded. And you look at the Soros revolution we're seeing, and that makes a big difference, having that money in there. So I would submit, yes, we need those communications, but we also need unification. And what I mean by that, and very simply, is I've seen things, Trevor, in the Patriot movement where, for right now, like, for example, with the Freedom Coalition, I've said it to a couple of people, and, oh, well, this person's, you know, supporting the coalition. He's a total sellout. And it's like, folks, we got to come together. We got to stand. And your points are very well taken, sir. We absolutely need communications. But I think I'm hearing the music, Sam.
We're flat out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one of the can. I thank Kevin Blake for jumping on with us, telling the tale of liberty. We got to get your show back on the air, sir.
I'm looking for it. I'd rather do it for the CSPOA, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
God bless. Hail the Republic, and I'll talk to you later, Sam.
Thank you, Kevin. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Kevin Blake, doing a great job. Next hour, James Edwards, the politicalcesspool.org talk show host, joins the broadcast. Hard-hitting talk radio. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Would love your support, ladies and gentlemen, in every way, including financial. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, TheFreedomCoalition.com. Check them out today and get involved, would you please? This nation shall endure.